Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting second. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ryan Rayburn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting eighth. The right fielder, David Murphy. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Mike Aviles. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Corey Kluber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The second baseman, Marcus Semien. Batting third. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dion Vicedo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Quintana. And now, play ball. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cabrera strikes out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swisher for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kipnis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eaton for the out. One out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Semien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gillespie hits a fly ball into left field. Rayburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santana for the out. One out. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rayburn strikes out. Two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brantley takes first base on ball four. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dunn strikes out. Two outs. Dion Vicedo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vicedo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murphy. Vicedo reaches second base with a double. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Diaza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Aviles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Semien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Aviles moves to second. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. Kipnis hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 1 in the game. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Marcus Semien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Semien is 0 for 1 in the game. Semien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Semien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ryan Rayburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rayburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brantley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brantley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu strikes out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gillespie moves to third. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vecido is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Cabrera. Gillespie scores. Dunn moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Diaza is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Murphy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Semien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aviles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kluber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Flowers strikes out. Two outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 2 in the game. Eaton hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 2 in the game. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eaton. Kipnis reaches second base with a double. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayburn hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kipnis moves to third. One out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brantley hits a line drive towards the mound. Quintana reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Semien is 0 for 2 in the game. Semien strikes out. 1 out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gillespie hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aviles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Abreu is 0 for 2 in the game. Abreu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dunn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dunn hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Abreu moves to third. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vecido is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Vasito hits a fly ball into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Kletko now pitching. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops it up and throws to first, with Kletko covering, for the out. One out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aviles is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aviles hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into right field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eaton is 0 for 3 in the game. Eaton hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 0 for 3 in the game. Semien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mark Recepchinski now pitching. Paul Konerko pinch hits for Connor Gillespie. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cody Allen now pitching. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Abreu takes first base on ball 4. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marcus Semien now playing third base. Leury Garcia now playing second base. Jordan Danks now playing right field. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brantley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu juggles the ball. That's an error on Abreu. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gomes is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brantley moves to second. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brantley scores. Gomes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Aviles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aviles bunts towards first. Abreu scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Gomes moves to third. Murphy moves to second. One out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cabrera is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cabrera for the out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There's a wild pitch. Gomes scores. Murphy moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kipnis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Axford now pitching. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Danks takes first base on ball 4. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Danks. The throw from Gomes and he is safe. Danks steals second. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaza is 0-for-3 in the game. Diaza hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aviles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.